Once too remote for all but a handful of visitors, today there's a new highway to Hawaii. United Airlines Mainline Airway, which brings these magic islands as close as your next door neighbor. From 75 mainland cities, United's DC-6 mainliners converge on California, the real starting point of your Hawaiian holiday. In a few moments comes the welcome announcement that the plane is ready for departure and you're Honolulu bound.
I really like those old-time newsreels. I'm going to play a little bit more of those in the future, pepper them in and throughout the show, maybe even get some more Hawaii sound bites. Doesn't that sound exciting? E komo mai, which means welcome. Welcome back to Hawaii Post. This is episode 80. I'm your host, Tommy Stokes. And in this episode, we have a half rainy, half sunny week ahead of us. Also, we have several events on all the islands, which are mostly populated, being the Big Island, Kauai, Maui, and my home island, Oahu. Plenty of events and lots of concerts coming up in this episode. I want to thank you for choosing Hawaii Post for your accurate 7-day forecast for weather, surf, night sky, and events. Are you ready? All right, let's go. Our Hawaiian word of the week is ali'i. Ali'i is a Hawaiian word for a royal family member. It doesn't necessarily mean the king. Ali'i is a general term for the royals. Now I'm going to use it in a sentence. There's a surf contest at Ali'i Beach Park this week in Haleiwa on the north shore of Oahu. Boy, you don't want to miss that. And that is Ali'i used in a sentence. There's a beach park called Ali'i Beach Park, and we'll get to that later in the show. Time for our Anila Nalu Ame Polani. That's weather, surf, and night sky in Hawaiian. And this is your HIP weekly weather forecast for Friday, April 12th through Thursday, April 18th, 2024. I don't think I announced the dates at the top of the show, but that's all right. We got it in there here in the weather, surf, and night sky report. Here's your 7-day forecast. Currently, it's a dimly lit, wet, rainy, and cloudy, but still beautiful Aloha Friday. It's currently 72 degrees with light rain, and the clouds are starting to break apart, which means we're getting scattered sunshine, which isn't so bad. This is the weather that we have at the Honolulu Airport currently. Around the islands, it's a little bit different. It's pretty cloudy up there in the mountains. In fact, you can't even see the mountain peaks. It's rainy, and those mountain trails are wet. So be careful if you're gonna go out hiking this week, because when you have wet trails, it means it's slippery. And remember, I always tell you this at the end of the show, you gotta be careful, because if you slip off these trails or you fall off these trails, it's a long way down. But that's usually safe for the closer. Let's get back to the weather here. Saturday, there will be a break in the rain and temperatures will reach a high of 84 degrees. But then on Sunday, it begins to cool off. It's a wet day again in Hawaii Nei with 100% chance of precipitation, so plan accordingly. Maybe it's a good day to go shopping. Temperatures will only reach 77 degrees. Not exactly a tank top day. And on Sunday and Monday, it's pretty much the same. So you can expect rain on Monday and cool temperatures. But then comes Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And have I got some great news for you? It's going to be bright and sunny on those 3 days. So no worries, Beef Curry. There's going to be plenty of good weather in the future, possibly even a sunny day on Saturday. You just got to deal with a little bit of rain on Friday, Sunday, and Monday. And that's why I told you at the top of the show, this week's weather is 50% sunshine and 50% rain. Or maybe I said half rain, half sunshine. It's all the same. The winds are pretty light this week, currently 10 miles an hour, coming directly out of the east. And then through the weekend, the winds will shift. They'll start coming up out of the south. But on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, which are your sunny days next week, it will be nice and sunny, and the winds will be calm at 5 to 10 miles an hour, and they'll be coming down from the north. We will have our regular trade winds returning next Thursday. Our temperatures will average between 77 to 83 degrees Fahrenheit, which is about 25 to 20 degrees Celsius. Our warmest day will be Saturday, and our sunniest day, I just added that in this week, our sunniest day will be Thursday. There is a 50% chance of precipitation throughout the weekend and Monday, so make sure you bring plenty of dry clothes and an umbrella. Lows will be declining through the week. Right now the low tonight will be about 71 degrees, but throughout the week it's going to keep on dropping almost to 65 degrees. Our coolest night will be Sunday, and it'll also be our wettest night as well. Our sea temperatures currently, according to surfforecast.com and their sea temperature heat map, it's 82 degrees Fahrenheit. Well, that's 1 degree higher than last week. But remember, the average sea temperature for this time of year, since 1984, they've measured it to be about 80 degrees. At this time of year, we usually see the temperatures fluctuate between 80 and 82. Yes, 82 is on the high side, but we're also approaching summer, and the sea temperatures will probably go up and reach closer to 84 degrees, which happens in Hawaii, and that's why Hawaii has such beautiful water in the summertime. It's so much fun to play in the surf. All right, so what do we have coming up with our sunrise and sunsets and how much daylight? I'm about ready to tell you. The sun will rise around 6:10 a.m. this week, and the sun will set around 6:50 p.m. this week. That means you have more than 12 and a half hours of daylight, technically 12 hours and 40 minutes. Now, time for our surf report. I like this song. I think I use this song for a rainy surf session report. If I get a chance, I'll go through my archives and I'll attach the show to the show notes for this episode number 80. The song you're listening to is Faces and Places by our HIP surf band, Salon Kingsador. Support the bands that support this show. You can easily find Salon Kingsador on YouTube and other music apps. And you can listen to all their music, and by listening to them, you're supporting the bands that support this show. On with our surf report here. Currently on the North Shore, it's 1 to 2. The North Shore is dropping through the weekend, but come Monday, pop, we have another swell coming through. It's going to be a big one too. Monday and Tuesday, it could reach 6 to 8 feet, which means the faces could be anywhere between 10 and 15 feet. And don't forget, the winds will be very calm on Tuesday and Wednesday, and the weather will be nice. So it will be epic conditions on the North Shore. Over on the west facing shores of these beautiful islands, it's flat to a foot, but there will be a wraparound on Monday and Tuesday where the waves will reach 5 to 7 feet, which means you might just see a 12 foot face on the west sides. Monday and Tuesday, the conditions will still be nice. The winds will be coming down from the north, but that should make for some really nice hollow waves on the west sides of these islands. On the south shores, you're looking at flat to a foot all the way through the week. There's an occasional two, maybe an occasional three coming through, but I wouldn't hold your breath. You're basically going to be, you know, surfing in ankle snappers there, little waves snapping at your ankles. On the east sides, it's 2 to 3 and dropping to a measly flat to a foot by Tuesday. So most of the action will be up on the north-facing shores and over on the west-facing shores Monday and Tuesday. The next swell will be coming through midweek, so it's going to be a busy week. Looking forward to that. Currently, there is a surf contest. It's the Hawaii Surf Association Surf Series at Haleiwa Beach Park. The beach park is called Ali'i Beach Park, and the contest runs throughout the weekend. This is where we go back to the Hawaiian word of the week. The word is Ali'i, spelled A-L-I, apostrophe I, but technically in the Hawaiian language, we call the apostrophe an okino. So it's A-L-I, okino, I. What is an ali'i? Well, you already learned that an ali'i is a royal. And I mentioned that we'll be talking a little bit more about royalty later in the show, so here we go. Surfing was once a sport only reserved for the ali'i, that's the Hawaiian royalty, which is why surfing is often called the sport of kings. In fact, King Kamehameha himself was known for his surfing abilities. When the end of the Hawaiian kapu, which is their taboo or their system of law, came to an end in 1819, commoners were allowed to freely participate in the surf. Now you may be asking yourself, well, why couldn't people participate in the surf prior to 1819? Well, I guess that's a story for another episode. And you may also wonder, why did the Hawaiian kapu taboo or their, you know, legal system come to an end in 1819? Oh, well, that's a story for another podcast as well. But lock this little factoid away in your beautiful brain, and we will tap your memory system again in the future and refer to the rule where only Hawaiian kings could surf. So stay tuned and stay stoked for that. That'll be in future episodes. I can't wait to tell that story. I tell that story a lot when I drive people around the islands, because there's a lot of Hawaiian history that people just aren't aware of. They go to a hula, they go to a luau, and at the luau they tell the story of Hawaii, and it almost comes across like Hawaiians have been here since the beginning of time. But there is a deeper story, and maybe in the future episodes I can start peeling back the onion. I've already done a Queen Emma. I have a Aloha shirt segment that's almost done. Anyhow, I think I've run pretty long here on the surf segment. That wraps up your surf segment. Now, let's step outside and take a look up in our beautiful heavenly skies and see what we have in our night skies this week. The moon is waxing. Currently it's 23% illumination. It will soon be a half moon, and that will be on Monday, April 15th. The moon will rise today, or should I say, the moon has already risen today at 7:20 a.m. It will set tonight on Friday at 9:20 p.m. By next Thursday, the moonrise is mid-afternoon at 2:50 p.m. and the moon sets at 3:20 a.m. Now let's take a look at our planets in the night sky. Unfortunately, a lot of these are rising early in the morning, which means you don't get to see them in our day sky because they're very hard to see even in our night sky. Well, not all of them, but some of them, such as Mercury. Very difficult to see in our night sky, but also it's, you know, hard to see during the daytime as well. It will be rising at 6 a.m. in our eastern skies. Venus rises at 5:35 a.m. in our eastern skies, which is before the sunrise, so that's still our morning star. And Mars rises at 4:24 a.m. in the east. Jupiter sets at 8:45 p.m. in the west. And Saturn rises at 4:22 a.m. in the east. And look at that. Uranus, well, it sets about 8:50 in the west. But you're not going to really be able to see Uranus. It's difficult. Unless you have a telescope. So bring yourself a telescope if you want to see a Uranus. So this week in your night sky, you will have a half moon and Jupiter quite visible. Something to gaze at. Now for our astronomical notes. Did you see the eclipse? It was pretty early out here in Hawaii, about 7:12 a.m. I was getting the kids ready for school. I posted a photo on my Instagram account, which is Hawaii Post Podcast. And no, I didn't go out to the east side of the islands and watch the sunrise and get a good picture that way. Instead, I took a picture right off the old television from our local news broadcast. And that's what I posted on our Hawaii Post Podcast. As I told you, it was only going to be a slight portion of the sun eclipsed, which was the lower portion. If you look at a clock face, it'd probably be from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock, like somebody took a bite out of the cookie or a bite out of the moon. But I did get an email. Tommy Stokes, you said the next partial eclipse will be in October of this year, but I couldn't find anything on it. My dad and my mom went to Kahuku in the 90s. I live in Buffalo, New York now. I love the show. Keeps me in touch with Hawaii. I hope to visit Hawaii someday. Signed, Abraham. Well, thanks, Abraham. I appreciate you listening to the show. I hope that you do get to come and visit the island someday. I mean, that's where your roots are from. If your mom and dad are from Kahuku, that's the north shore of Oahu. Let's see here. I have some information for you. We will see two more eclipses in Hawaii this year. One is a lunar eclipse, and the other one, it's a solar eclipse. The first one is a pre-lunar eclipse, which will take place on September 17th, and the partial solar eclipse will take place on October 2nd. There will be a total lunar eclipse coming up in March of 2025, but we'll get to that next year. The problem is, since you're searching online, you live in New York, and that's why you didn't get any results for another partial eclipse this year in New York, because you will not see a partial solar eclipse, as the path will go through Hawaii down toward South America. This time, the path went through Hawaii up toward Canada, through, like, the what is it, the breadbasket of America? The Great Plains of America. And it was pretty neat. From Fredericksburg, Texas, all the way up to, you know, where you were at, like Cleveland and Buffalo. Pretty exciting stuff. All right, so you will get some kind of an eclipse this year. It'll be very slight. But, Abraham, you will get to see a partial lunar eclipse, and that will be on the same date that we see it, September 17th. So it will look like somebody just shaved off a couple inches off the top of the moon. Whereas if you're in Hawaii, it's going to look like more of a cut around the 1/4 mark at the top of the moon. And that will be our lunar eclipse coming up here. Maybe you can picture the moon being cut like a pumpkin right across the top. That's a nice autumn reference. Kipa! That's events in Hawaiian, or technically it means hospitality or entertain, and that brings us to our events calendar. Starting off with our concerts and comedy, Elefante will be playing at the Republic on Friday night, Alley Cat will play at Next Door, Con Function I think that's how I said it. Confunction? That sounds right, maybe. That's at the Blue Note on Friday night. And they're also playing Saturday night at the Blue Note as well. On Friday night, we have DJ LX, and he'll be playing at the Playground in Maui. On Saturday, it's DJ Pauly D at the Wet n Wild Hawaii. That's the water park on the west side of Oahu. Like I mentioned earlier, Confunction, they'll be playing at the Blue Note on Saturday. Also, Figure will be playing at Hawaiian Brian's Social Club, which is in Honolulu, and Sneaky Cheeky, DJ Nocturna, and Peaches and Cream, they'll be playing at the Hawaiian Brian's Social Club as well on Saturday. This Sunday, Christy Brooke, she'll be playing at the Blue Note Hawaii. And then on Monday, here comes a couple great Hawaiian entertainers. Starting on Monday, it's Kalapana. Kalapana will be playing at the Blue Note in Waikiki. Maybe when you're out here in the islands, you might see a bumper sticker that says, "Don't mind me, I'm listening to Kalapana." It's because the music is kind of peaceful and enjoyable, and people tend to drive a little slower when they listen to peaceful music. Now, I'm not saying if you listen to punk rock, you're going to drive fast. I'm just saying music can be influential, and Kalapana puts you in that peaceful, easy feeling. On Wednesday, our second Hawaiian act, Henry Kapono, will be playing on Wednesday at the Blue Note.
People here and all over the world, men, women, boys, and pretty girls, gather around by the seaside, beach party, tropic skies, diamond head and palm trees, yeah, surf riders on the sea. Oh, this is the place to be. Right, guys? This is the place to be. On the beach at Waikiki. That's where you find me. Here on the south side. Beach boys paradise. Dukes on Sunday. Dukes on Sunday.
Well, most of the time you can find him Sunday night at Duke's, but on Wednesday night you'll find him upstairs at the Blue Note Hawaii. Henry Kapono will be playing on Wednesday at the Blue Note. And that wraps up the concerts for this week. Now let's take a look at our activities and events on Friday. There's a regular event. I want to throw it in the events calendar. That way you get a chance to go see a hula show. It's the Kuhio Beach Hula Show. It happens between 6:30 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. every Friday and Saturday. And make sure to make that part of your plans because it happens right during sunset. It's a beautiful hula show and it is free. On Saturday, it's the Heart of Honolulu Street Festival 2024. There will be vendors. There will be vendors selling all sorts of Hawaiian-made items. There will also be food vendors, plenty of tents with all sorts of chefs from around the island, highlighting and showcasing what's on their menu. Also, around the way, you'll find some live music. In fact, you'll hear it all around as you walk through the heart of Honolulu Street Festival. And that's downtown Honolulu from 11 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. on Saturday. Diamond Head Theater presents Kiss Me, Kate. They're performing on Friday night and Saturday night. Circus Lolo at South Maui Gardens will be happening at 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. And also on Saturday, it's downtown Lihue. It's the second Saturday night market. That's in Kauai, and that happens from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. On Sunday, it's the Hapa Lua. Hapa is half in Hawaiian, Hapa Lua. Lua is to run. Hapa Lua, it's the half run. It's the half marathon. It's Hawaii's half marathon. It happens on Sunday. Make sure you go to the Hapa Lua Marathon website if you'd like to register. There's also a ukulele festival over on Kauai. It's the Kauai Ukulele Festival, and that's happening on Sunday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Also on Sunday, it's Jazz Maui presents Sunset Jazz featuring vocalist Cheryl Renee. And Kipuka, it's Nihao Shell Workshop. You can make a Nihao Shell lei. That sounds like a fun activity to do here in the islands. I think we'll have to put a Nihao Shell lei in our picture for this episode. I wonder if the AI will even know what a Nihao Shell is. Stay tuned and stay stoked for that. On Thursday, one more event for you over at the Royal Hawaiian Center. It's the Rooftop Stargazing event. It occurs once a month, and this one will be on Wednesday, April 17th at 7 p.m. I said this was on Thursday. It's actually on Wednesday. So Wednesday, it's Rooftop Stargazing at the Royal Hawaiian Center. Is an action-packed episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I enjoy making these shows. I hope that you can support me in making these shows. I am starting to produce my own music for the show. I make my own graphics. I manage the website. I do all this stuff for you. And if you like it, maybe you could kick down a little tip or a little appreciation. Contact me. Tell me if you have some art, some music you'd like to contribute to the show, or maybe you'd like to make a cash tip. You can go to my website, click the crypto tip jar. It's in the show notes for episode 80, also on the right-hand side of my homepage. And you can make a tip, cash or crypto. Anything helps. Please support the show that supports your aloha. All right, that's the first time I said that. I think we're going to trademark that one. Support the show that supports your aloha. Wherever you are, all around this wonderful world we live in, I hope you have fun, do good, and be a positive force this week. Be alert. Paradise can lull you into a false sense of security, especially when you're here in the islands and you're looking at all the beauty all around you. Please stay on the trail. Don't forget it's going to be a wet week, so the trails are going to be slick and slippery. Stop walking when you want to take a picture or a selfie, because if you don't and you fall off that trail, it may be a long way down. And also, when you're on our beaches, we have a lot of beach here in the islands. When you're on the beach, remember this. When in doubt, don't go out. Never turn your back on the sea. And mahalo to our lifeguards, first responders, armed service members, and those who volunteer to make Hawaii a beautiful place to live and visit. Please be kind, support the show, swing by hawaiipost.com for show notes and links to my socials, and once again, a chance to hit that crypto tip jar. You can go to hawaiipost.com. Until next week, I bid you a fond farewell. Aloha. All right.